Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. Israel dropped bombs on Rafah and had tanks on the streets in the early hours, despite Hamas telling negotiators it was ready to agree to a ceasefire. Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the deal was far from Israel's demands, but said it would send negotiators to discuss it further. The deal Hamas apparently agreed to includes three phases, beginning with a 42-day ceasefire, Israel hostage releases, and the freeing of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. At least 8 people were killed in strikes on homes across Rafah, Wafa reported. 3 others were killed in a strike on a home in Gaza City, while a strike on the Al-Shati refugee camp killed another person and wounded several more. In Tel Aviv, about 1,000 protesters gathered near Israel's military headquarters, calling for an immediate deal to release the hostages still held in the Gaza Strip. Hundreds of other protests were also seen in Jerusalem. That's all from me, Thereya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.